Right, can everyone see that? I'll move this out of the way. Right, just a warning, I left my notes at home, so I'm going to be about half an hour now. Hope you don't mind. Then you've got Simon for another half an hour. Potentially a joke, yeah. So today I want to talk about grace. And a few weeks ago when we had our week of prayer, we were praying for people, and I was praying for people as I was walking to work. And I was really praying that people come into reality of what grace is and what Jesus offers. And what I will say is what grace isn't is my reaction to Miriam cutting not only her hair last night, but her little sister's hair. There was no grace in my reaction there, but if you haven't heard already, you should take a look. It's quite funny. Naomi looks like Rod Stewart at the moment, so full-on mullet, but there you go. So I'm going to talk from John 8, from the first few verses in there. So just a bit of context. Jesus was in Jerusalem. There was a festival of tabernacles. Jesus taught, so Jesus was teaching. There was lots of people there, thousands of people there for the festival. And this was the next day. And it says that then they all went home. This is John 8, verse 1. Then they all went home, but Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him. And he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now, what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis of accusing him. Now, what we see here is this woman. I'm going to write on the board because it's a good illustration. So this woman was brought before Jesus. And the teachers bought this woman that was caught in adultery. So this woman was in sin. And all the people were there witnessing what was going on. So what was Jesus, the big teacher, going to say? The Jesus who everyone wanted to listen to at the time. And then we see this woman. So she was bought, so imperfect. And there's this line. There's this line here. And for her, this line, and for us, this line is impossible to cross. This line condemns us. This line means that we are separated from Jesus. That this woman was separated from perfection. It's the law. It was the law for them. So under the law, it said that the teacher said that she should be stoned. So for us, what is this? For us, what does this mean in this day and age? So it's not only our sin, but it could be our no faith. It could be our worry. It could be our depression. Our illness. Oh, I can't spell. Lack of money. Illness, lack of money, depression, anger. You know, anxiety. So, you know, we see this. We think that we can't match up to this standard of what it is to be a Christian. And then back then, there was this law. So they had to work themselves up to be able to achieve all these different laws. And let's read about what Jesus did. And Jesus bent down, so he was being questioned. What should Jesus do? So he bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. How amazing is that? Amongst all this pressure, all these people looking at him, this desperate woman brought before him. And when they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and he said, "Let any of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down to write on the ground. I don't know what he was writing. He was just might have been buying himself some time. He's allowing other people to reflect on their life. It doesn't say what he was writing. But when they all heard this, at this, those who heard began to go away. One at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman still standing there. So do you know what? Not even these Pharisees, these teachers of the law, these Sadducees, they brought this woman who was caught in sin, but even them weren't able to cross this line. They were imperfect themselves because they were the first ones to walk away. Isn't that wonderful what Jesus did? He reflected it back on them and said, well, what do you do? And he said, Jesus straightened up and he asked her, woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you? No one, sir, she said, and neither do I condemn you. Jesus declared, go now and leave your life of sin. Jesus was the only one in that temple that could have stoned that woman because he was perfect. But no, what does he do? He crosses the line. He crosses the line. He crosses the law. And he says, go in peace. He's not going to condemn her. So each one of us, wherever we are this morning, wherever we're suffering with these things, Jesus is here to cross the line to get you. You don't have to suffer any longer. You don't have to suffer in silence. You don't have to go run into your best friend or your family member. You run to Jesus. This woman was bent down in the sand, in the dust, suffering, embarrassed. She knew she'd done wrong. She was expecting the first stone to hit her, but there was no one to do that because Jesus, the only one who could, forgave her. He didn't condemn her. He crossed the line. So Jesus crosses the line. If we don't have faith, you've just got to call out to him. If you're worried, he crosses the line, cancels it out, cancels the depression out, cancels the anxiety, the anger, the money issues, the illnesses. He cancels out sin. Do you know what? We don't have to get ourselves fixed up. It says in Romans 5 verse 8 that whilst we were still sinners, it doesn't say once we got fixed up, Christ died for us. It says, whilst we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What amazing grace that is. That there's this line that we put in our own lives. There's this line that this woman couldn't cross. But while she was still sinner, whilst we have no faith, whilst we worry, whilst we're depressed, we have anxiety, we have anger issues, we have money issues, whilst we're ill, whilst we don't focus on Jesus, Jesus died for us. You know what? There's no program that we have to go through before we become a Christian. You know, we don't have to get fixed up. It says, whilst we're still sinners, Christ died for us. Not once we get fixed up, Jesus dies for us. That's what grace is this morning. That's what grace absolutely is. Jesus crossing the line to grab our hearts, to grab our lives, to sort us out. Not for us to get sorted out ourselves. So that's all I wanted to say this morning. Quite a simple illustration of what grace is. So do you know what? Just call out to Jesus this morning. If you're in it, not just like what I've written there, they're just off the top of my head. But whatever it is, if you're struggling, call out to Jesus and Jesus will cross that line. Amen.